Dear God, we come in the name of your wonderful Son, Jesus, and we thank you again for this time. And Lord, we just ask that your word would go out in the power and in might and in love in your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Just have him be so present here that you may be magnified and only you, and we give you all the glory today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Lord has encouraged me for one more study on the power of the Comforter, on this power of the wonderful Holy Spirit. And if you'd turn with me again to the first chapter of Acts, verse 8. It's the first chapter of Acts, verse 8. It says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." Now again, for over the past 3 weeks, we've studied the power of this Holy Spirit through the power of the vision, the power of ministry, and today, God willing, we're going to explore the power of healing and the complete healing that he can bring to a life. Hallelujah. And as the Lord again has put this on my heart and over this study, just the confirmation of Jesus that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because this is seen throughout the Word of God, from the Old Testament into the New, proving his faithfulness again and again to all generations. But again, so thankful that we're in this church age today where we can be led into all truth through this Spirit. But nowhere in this is this power of healing more magnified in the Old Testament than in the life of Elisha. And I'd like you to turn there with me to 2 Kings chapter 2. That's 2 Kings chapter 2, and we'll read 4 or 5 verses here. And this is in verse 9, we'll start, of chapter 2 of 2 Kings. "And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so." And see, nothing's hard for the Lord. See, when you have an open heart for him to fill, I believe in that 12th verse where it says, "And Elijah saw it." Elisha saw it. Hallelujah. "And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he took him no more, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. And he took off also the mantle," that's the cloak of Elijah, "that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took there the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him." And I would pray today that that mantle, that double portion, that would be personal to each one of us. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But this is a child of God becomes a man of God. And why? Because the Spirit rests on him. And how precious and true that is for us in our lives. It rests. See, we don't labor for the Spirit. Mm-mm. We don't labor for the anointing. It is given in grace. It's a gift. It's freely, just like salvation. Just the beginning and the end, it's all the same because it's all in Christ. Hallelujah. And it rests on us. And as we yield to it, it causes us to rest. And that is truly a gift. But from the moment that that Spirit rested on Elisha, you can see that the healing began. In that 15th verse, it settled the prophets. It settled the people. God had not left with Elijah. He did not leave them. He didn't forsake his people, but he was always there, as he's always with us. And now via the Holy Spirit, it was even in a more powerful way because it healed Elisha and it healed the people. And precious hearts, I hope we see that here today in our meeting. Make it personal. Make this mantle your own. This has healed us. God has been gracious and merciful. And He'll continue that grace and mercy on His people. Believe it and receive it. Hallelujah. That Jesus truly does love us. And all He asks is just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for it. But what miracles were wrought in this life of Elisha? From healing of the people, as we read here, to the healing of poisonous food. He goes on to heal the sick and even the dead. Marvelous, wonderful works all by the Holy Spirit. And the power of this healing even continued throughout the Word of God. And it wasn't more magnified than in the life of Peter. In Acts 5:15, and I'm sure many of you will recall this, it says that they even brought out the sick and I'm sure the dead as well too, but they brought them out in the street, that Peter, and just walking by, just his shadow cast on them, and they were made whole. Just a touch of His garment. How are we touching the Lord? It's not a feeling thing, it's faith. That's how we go before Him. That's how we get in front of God and His Son. And that's how we have communion with Jesus Christ, is by faith. Hallelujah. And again, this is just one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, this gift of healing. They're listed there in 1 Corinthians 12. But it's one of the many that the Bible tells us to covet. It tells us to pray for these things, that they would be applied in our lives. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't get with those that will tell you that these gifts were just for then. They're for each and every one of us to partake in. To see the magnificent power of God through the Holy Spirit to magnify His Son. To magnify His Son. Now some will get off into thinking that there's a worship to the Holy Spirit. There's not that. It's all in the name of His Son. It's all in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is there in that mighty love way to take you unto Christ in a way that you could be clothed with the garments of a bride. That's what the Word of God is crying for us today. Take me. Will you go? Will you go? Hallelujah. It's all over this love chapters to us. Thank you, Jesus. But we're not to leave out that 13th chapter either. You had the gifts, but if it's not in love, it's profitless, isn't it? Yes, it is. When it's not motivated or given in love, it's profitless because Christ must be the center, the circumference for the blessing truly to be bestowed. For the profit to really be realized in our life, it needs to have the love of God. The love of God. Truth in love. Praise Him. And as I got to thinking more about this study, how it says, by His stripes we're healed. Isn't that magnificent that He died for you? That He died for me? It wasn't just the physical suffering, you understand. It was what Christ went into. He entered the depths to save you and me. He came to this world because God so loved it that He gave His Son. But by His stripes we're healed. You think of that centurion in the 8th chapter there of Matthew. That soldier that comes to Christ. I love that story. That's one of my brothers. It's one of your brothers if you're a child of God here. See, that's my family history. That's my story. Hallelujah. Those are the things I'm learning from. Those are the wisdom. That's the wisdom that God is trying to apply in our lives. We don't go after our natural brothers and sisters. I mean, there might be some things. Get our spiritual ones. It was so important that the Holy Spirit had it written down. Do you see what wisdom's in this? And in every way, in everything that you'll ever go through, you can find it in this Word. You really can. God loved you. He gave you His Son, and His Son is the Word. This is Christ Jesus. Apply it to your life. It's got everything in it. He's teaching me that more and more. Get out of this. Get into this. Oh, hallelujah. Draw me. That soldier. I just so love it. That captain. And he comes to him. He's got that servant that's sick. And you know the story there. He says, you know, Lord, I love my servant. You can heal him. Lord says, okay, let's go. He says, oh, no, I don't want to bother you. You know, and you're too worthy to even enter into my house. He says, you know, I'm a captain of many soldiers, and I tell them, go here, go there, go, you know, do you do this, you do that. But now we're talking about I am. We're talking about I am. And he said, well, I am. All you have to do is say it so, and he's healed. Do you realize that same power, that same faith, that same Jesus is here today? He is. No matter what it is in your life. What a power to believe God that He said it is so. Believe God that He said it is so. Simple, isn't it? Hallelujah. It is faith by His grace in believing that He said it is so. And that soldier, he even surprised Jesus, didn't he? You know, some people say, oh, Jesus wasn't surprised. Yeah, he marveled. Read the Word of God, it said he marveled. I love that. And I think there's still times we surprise our precious Jesus. I'm not a pre-programmed anything. I have a free will. You have a free will. And He made us of a free will to worship Him. To say, Lord, I love You, not because You forced me to, not because I have to, but because I love You. Because You first loved me. Because by Your grace You drew me in to worship with You. Thank You, Lord. Faith and believing. We've been talking about that a lot on Wednesday nights. Faith and believing. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. It says leave it there. That mantle was a square cloth that we just read about. It was a square cloth and it was big. So you could lay in it. You could wrap yourself in it. If it was hot, you could just drape it around you. But it was big enough for the burden to be passed on. That's the mantle of God. He will take your burden. In believing Him, there's rest. It's faith or it's unbelief. And Christ desires that attitude of spirit all over us. He wants that for us. Prayerful in all things, the Word of God tells us there in Philippians. And supplication. Don't be sheepish. Define it with God. He wants you to have conversation with Him. Not that you're going to tell Him how to do it, but to say, Lord, this is a need that I have. I'm coming boldly before You. And I'm thankful that You made that provision. Prayerful, supplication, expect it to be answered. But be thankful. I don't believe you could even go boldly before the throne of grace, really, unless you were thankful. Because if you realize that's a throne of grace, you're thankful already. Hallelujah. That provision's been made. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But go boldly because it's your right. It's your privilege. It's your possession that you can have as a Christian. As a son. As an heir of God. That you're seated with Him. If you're a Christian today, you are seated with Him. Let Him take your mind and give you His mind and then take you there. Do you see yourself seated in the heavens with Christ Jesus? He's seated at the right hand of God. That's a throne. And I'm truly there. But Lord, take my belief there. Allow me to believe and step into that glory room. You took away that veil. I can go right to the Holy of Holies in You. That provision's been made. It's awesome. Step into that by faith. You know, you think about as a kid, and even as an adult now, I go into my mom's home, my mom and dad's home. That's my family. I walk in there. If I'm hungry, I get in the fridge. Get in the fridge of God. Amen. Get in the fridge of God. I mean that. I'm not trying to be silly about stuff, but just go to it. Open it up and feed on the promises that He has for us. Thank You, Jesus, the possession of the throne. And what does He promise us there? He promises us mercy. He promises us grace, because it's all over the place. It's a throne of grace. And help. Help in our time of need. And it's always there for you, 24/7. Doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, what's going on. Walk in. Go boldly. God's business is always open, isn't it? It's always open. And what's His business? It's grace. What's grace? It's His Son. It's His Son and the undying love that was never merited, it was never earned. And that business, I don't know how He supports it, because it's free. Isn't that awesome? It's free. He says, it's free. It's free. And it's treasure. I'm just telling you, it's treasure that you could never get on this earth. I've seen a lot of wealthy folks, dealt with them, but just spiritually poor. After things above. Not those things that are corrupted, that moth gets into, that rust, that erode, the forever. Amen. That's what we're after here. And you know, what God gives freely is the answer for every need, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. It's there for us. Well, this throne, it leads us even beyond the physical healing. See, this is the healing of the Holy Spirit that goes on to the healing of broken hearts. See? It's beyond that. It's wonderful to heal your body. But boy, when you're talking about a broken heart, you know, they might have doctors that can do some things. But broken hearts, fragile minds. That's God's work. That's God's work. And I pray we're giving it to Him. He heals the frantic mind. We may be in a state of failure here today. Sin got you down. Sin got you in the grasp. Life just doesn't really seem to be working out the way that you really envision it to work. Well, you know what the Word of God says? Go boldly. Just go boldly. Come right in there. Go right in there and say, Lord, help me. And you know what? The Word of God says in no wise He'll cast you out. He doesn't care what's going on in your mind right now. Did you know that? Right now. Now, I'd pray that you just release it and say, Lord, let me see You. Get that enemy out of my head. Get that enemy away from me right now. And let me focus on You, Jesus. And you're boldly into the throne room. But you understand, it's just that. It's just that grain of mustard seed. Just that little bit of faith that takes us right into His glory. And say, Lord, free me from this. He loves you and He wants His best for you. We've been talking about that prodigal son quite a bit as of late. I mentioned him. And I'm going to mention him again today. He did nothing. He did nothing. He did nothing to deserve the acceptance of his father. Nothing. Now it was his father. So we're going to say, and the Bible is encouraging us, we have a saved child of God here. But he did nothing to get the acceptance. And what did his father do? He ran to him. He embraced him. He clothed him. And then, my oh my, he rewarded him, didn't he? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that just awesome to you? That's the kind of God that you serve. A rewarder. And a real rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, it says. See, that's what we're after. The unsearchable riches that are in Christ. Praise. Praise You, Jesus, that we see this stuff. Isn't it? It's just a wonder. It's a wonder. It's so clear. It's getting more clear all the time. Thank You, Jesus. For no other reason except that Christ loves us. Isn't that? That's just the best of best thing. Hallelujah. And let this speak to our hearts. That it's love, love, love. And it says in the Word of God, it says, perfect love casts out all fear. And that perfect love is Jesus. It's Jesus, His name. We're accepted right now as sons of God. We're accepted in the Beloved. That should just thrill you. It gives you peace. I can hear you out there. I can see it. Isn't it wonderful? praise you, Lord, that you've shown this to us. And it's shed abroad, this love again, by the Holy Spirit that we've been talking about here. And how true it is that the Holy Spirit, it brings the knowledge and the rest. That rest that they saw, that mantle, that spirit come upon Elisha. In the infinite, never-ending love of God that's in Christ Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like they were singing today. That wonder-working power, just the same today. It's not coincidental. It's all over you. If you got the Holy Spirit, if you've been filled, wonderful. Now yield to it. Yield to it. You've got access. The wonder is the all truth. The wonder is the all truth. I was watching a story about Einstein. Was that... I can't even think it. I'll have to ask Raymond or something like that next time. But he was trying to find this. It was funny. They call it for everything. The equation for everything. Well, he never found the equation for everything. Because he was looking up here. It's right there. It's right there. And he went mad. You know Christians will go mad if they don't get into here. That's right. It's true. It's very true. See, and they said he, you know, closed. And then he found the answer for everything. In a sad, sad way. It's amazing what man can do. It's amazing the things that God has created us to be able to do. But don't think you have any power or any intelligence or anything. Because remember, man's wisdom is foolishness to God. Now that's who loves you. So if you feel as adequate as I do most of the time, whenever I get up here, whenever it is, and the things that God has to do, just know who loves you. And He empowers you for all things. And He'll be to you wisdom, won't He? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says just, if you don't have it, it says just ask. And He freely gives it to you. He's not a respecter of persons. It's unabradeth. He just gives it. Ha ha. Thank you, Jesus, that we know this. Pray that we live it. And this is the love that heals all our inadequacies, isn't it? This is the love that allows us to love our enemies. This is the love that'll take a sorrow and He turns it into joy. See, we don't sorrow as the world does because we have hope. We have hope in Him. This is the love that gives our life meaning. That's what everybody's after. A meaningful life. Will they continue to be after it all the time? Rest that this is your meaningful life. What has the enemy got you messing with today? He's just going to take your mind off somewhere. And it might be a temporal pleasure for a moment. But if you miss the things of God, your heart will be hurt. It'll hurt. He loves you. He's going to chasten you. If you're His child, you've been marked. If you're here today, you've been marked. If you're hearing this today, you've been marked. And He loves you so, you're going to be miserable if you don't yield to it. I promise you, you will. I've been there. You may not have, but I think a lot of us have. Thank the Lord. See, as a Christian, no matter what level of revelation in your life, no matter what level, from a baby to a mature saint, if you neglect the things of God, your life's never going to set right. It's not. It's not going to set right because He loves you. Okay? I'm going to give you an example. In the Word of God, it talked about those ones with the talents. That's in Matthew as well, too. They were given those talents. One guy was given 5. And he brought back 10. Invested it, brought back the 10. One was given 2, invested that, brought back 4. And you know, both of them were rewarded and both of them were commended. Isn't that precious? And then there was the one that had the 1. All he had to do was bring back 1. Just 1. Merely exercise what he'd been given. Invest in whatever level of promise that God has given you. But you know what? He neglected it. And in our lives, and as a life of a Christian now, I'm going to talk about. If you neglect that, you're going to miss the blessing. And in this life, someday, some way or another, you're going to realize you missed that blessing. And it's a sad thing. I've heard Christians talk about it. Now let's get up and run. Today is the day. Now. Lord, turn me around. Get me back on that course. Let me start running. That's the joy of seeing the prize that's set before us that we can run to. Praise God. Now, by His magnificent grace, we in this meeting, by the grace of God, are after the high calling of God that's in Christ. For those who haven't heard about this, there is a more perfect way. It's right here. It's in the Word of God. This isn't me saying this. And by the grace of God, I pray that the Lord has my mind, my heart, my tongue, my everything, that I'm a vessel today that has been completely empty to magnify His Son. And I would pray that every day that we're that way, huh? Not just today on Sunday, but every day. Lord, empty me, put You in there, and let's go be a testimony. Isn't that awesome? Let's go, let the love of God work in my life. Thank You, Jesus. But there's a high calling of God. But you know, the Lord has also been encouraging me, even more so, that to rejoice for every part of the body. Love. Don't come to one others in haughtiness. This is just something to share. I think about my I got two little boys. And I want them to share in the things, naturally speaking, that were good things that I partook in. Growing up, education, music, all those things. Not because I'm better than my kids, but because I love them. I love them. I want them to partake in the things naturally that I know were good for me. How much more spiritual things? How much more my family of God? You're my family. I'm your family. We're all of the same body. We're all of that body that's in Christ. Think about that. So whether it's the ear, the hand, the eye, rejoice. But Christ is after these parts in another body. See? There is. There's another body. In Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, I believe it's the 5th chapter, it talks about the sleepy Christian. Okay? Drunken in the night. Now that doesn't mean literally they're drunk, and some Christians are in the night. But we don't want you to be that kind of Christian. God don't want you to be that kind of Christian, okay? And if you are, just ask Him to deliver it from you. He'll deliver you, okay? And don't let that get you down, because sin's sin. Okay? Sin's sin. All right? Okay. So we got those sleepy Christians. And it's just like the Word of God shows us in back there in Adam and Eve. Adam's body represents believers, okay? And Adam went to sleep, didn't he? God had a sleep on him, and He took out a living body, one that was awake, and she was glorious, and she was a full body of her own. And in the Song of Solomon, it says that that body ravishes the heart of Christ. It's all over the Word of God. We could sit here for ages to come, and we could never expound the fullness of this thing. I hope you understand. And just this is the Word. But there's an exceeding grace. Hallelujah. There's the exceeding grace that we're going to be able to see. Hallelujah. Those riches of His grace. Hallelujah. It's coming. But Lord's asking us to partake in it right now. But that's the body by the grace of God that He wants us to be part of. That's why we expound this message to His children. To be the ear, the nose, the elbow, the toe of the bride of Christ. Is that an awesome thought? That is the mystery, hallelujah, of the age. Our brother Paul brought that to us through the Holy Spirit. Thank You, Jesus. But again, these unsearchable riches, and they are beyond. And it's not that we've already attained them, but we follow after, it says. It says that we follow after that we may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended. That's Philippians 3:12. Okay, now has Christ apprehended you? Has He apprehended you? Has He just become everything to you? That's what He wants to be. That's what He's after. But again, it's a rest to get there. It's grace that takes us there. It's not something that I do for God. It's just believing that promise that He wants me to enter into that fellowship. You just look at it. There's ones that are in love here today, and that's wonderful. And you're in love with someone. I didn't have to work to get in love with them. Doesn't make any sense. How can I work to love somebody? The Lord knows I'm not looking at His pocketbook. Even though His pocketbook's endless. If there was ever a time to marry for money, I'll tell you. But, we don't ever want to do that. Okay. Don't take me wrong. I got to watch what I say. I'll tell you, some of these ones have been telling me, did you say that? I'll tell you. Well, mind of Christ, Jess, mind of Christ. Hallelujah. But it's free. When you fall in love with somebody, you just fall in love. Sometimes you just can't even help it. You just can't help it. And then if you really love them, it's not just their outside beauty, it's the inside. And isn't that precious about Christ, if you really think about that? All I can see is the inside of Him. Never seen Him this way. But you know what? I see Him more and more every day. See Him here today, hallelujah, in a lot of my precious brothers and sisters. And that's true. But to be apprehended by Him, and this is the ultimate healings. And that ultimate healing is the Holy Spirit in us. And this becomes the godly warrior that's fully clothed in the armor of God. And when we're clothed in the armor of God, we truly are healed. Did you know that? Because why? Because then you can stand. When you have the armor of God, you have the healing to stand. How awesome. From the dunghill to the throne, love upon love, grace upon grace. The power of vision that we spoke about and of ministry to empower us to have the complete healing of Christ. And you know what that is? You know what they call that saying? That's the full overcomer. Hallelujah. That has a vision that in knowing that in Him, it's complete deliverance. To know in Him that He is all knowledge. To know in Him that it's answered. To know in Him that it is finished. Knowing that no matter what my mind thinks or my flesh even feels. Don't tell me you don't go there sometimes either. So let's go back over that. No matter what my mind thinks or my flesh even feels, that I am healed and I am delivered. Amen. Stand on that promise. It's not in us. It's in Him. Even while you're yet in the fire. Even while you're yet in that temptation. That trial. Do you believe that? I pray you believe that. That's the power that He wants you to have. Because when we're in that weakness, it says there in Corinthians, it says that the power of Christ then rests upon us. Paul strove to be kept into that place of weakness. Did you hear that? Can you even imagine that? I'm not there yet. I see a lot of honest hearts here saying, no. No. But you know what? He loves you. He's going to put you there. He's going to put you in stuff beyond that you're, in a sense, you're not going to be able to handle in a way. But He says, I'm not going to test you beyond what you can bear. Okay? And with Me, all things are possible. Now, sometimes we get to that place that we think, oh, Lord, you know, I physically don't have the strength to do this. I don't mentally have the strength to do this. I don't financially have the strength to do this. I just don't have the patience to do this. Well, don't ever say I don't have the patience to do this, because He loves you so much that He's going to give you more tribulation to get that patience in your life. Did you know that? And that's a promise of God. I always remember this. Growing up, my mom said, now, Jess, you don't have much patience. You're always kind of antsy. And I was thinking, Mom, if you would have just expounded to me what that would mean in my life, I would have just taken time to wait at that time. But you know what? Praise God, I wouldn't got to the place I am today. Thank you, Jesus. See, and that's how we need to feel about it and know in Christ that we're here today. Thank you, Jesus, that it's in Him. And we do see Him. See, I'm realizing that sin that so easily besets us, it's me. I hope you understand that. That faith, that sin that so easily besets you is you. See, it's our unbelief. And this has been one of the greatest healings for me, is the reliance on Him delivering me from fear. Yes. Delivering me from fear. Uh-huh. Relying on Him. Dwelling in perfect love. Overcoming self. I don't care how strong you think you are today. That's not a good place to be in. Pride cometh before destruction. You know what? He loves you, that he's going to let you fall. But you're not going to be utterly cast out. See, again, those precious times that you can have with the Lord is when he allows you to get down to the very bottom. Because he loves you. The enemy will always try to keep you up above there somewhere. So you're just existing. See, Christ came that we'd have life and have it more abundantly. And he's urging us on. Thank you, Jesus. He's urging us on. Praise God for this. Thank you, Lord. It's all in him, isn't it? And it's a complete dependence on his strength. And then he gives you power of mind and body and soul to believe. He does. You know it. You know it. And I appreciate that you know this. And I appreciate that it encourages us here today. We've heard this. And thank Jesus that we've had such a precious shepherd in our lives that is so faithful for so many years to give it this. But this, again, we just glory in it every day. If it ever becomes old, get on our knees and say, Lord, encourage us in this stuff. Amen. This is the same message. Same message. Hallelujah. And in his love, it comes out in a mighty way. And we pray again for that double portion in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. But that same power we can have as was manifested in Christ as he yielded. Did you know that? The same power and the same strength as Christ as he believed. The same love as Christ that he magnified. And all of this was because of the Holy Spirit and how it empowered him. The Bible tells us so. Do we believe that? And more importantly, are we living that? Again, not here. It's wonderful. But have it by love be transferred into our lives to work effectually in us as well as the people we come in contact with. Believe. In every way tempted, in every way tried. He knows our hurt, our fears, our shortcomings. And it says in the Word of God that he is our escape. And there's victory in all of it. Empowered. Empowered as a full overcomer. Hebrews 4:10. You know, let's turn there. I was just going to quote that, but let's turn there. Hebrews 4:10. And again, we've been studying in Hebrews. And again, this pattern of the Word of God, it's knitted perfectly. And he wants this in our lives. But Hebrews 4:10, I would trust and hope that you would commit this to heart memory and effectual working in your life. Actually, let's read that ninth verse. It says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Okay, as a Christian, you can enter right into this, okay? For he that is entered into rest, there is a requirement. And here's the requirement. He also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. That's the rest that the Holy Spirit wants to take you into. I hope you realize there is nothing that you can do for him. He does it all in you. And then the fruit is produced in our life. When we really get this in our hearts, it's power unknown, it's power in completeness, in trusting and believing that all confidence is in him, that we're resting in that all is finished in Christ Jesus. Listen to me. Are you resting in that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God? Are you resting in that we know that he will perfect that which concerns you? Are you resting in that good work that he's begun, that he'll complete that, that he'll finish that? That's rest. Did any of that say it was in me? Did any of that said it was in you, that you had to do something to get that? It's all in him. And there is power, such power, in his promises. And that's what we've been talking about the last few weeks. This is what we've been talking about however long you've been in this meeting. The power of the promises. And what promise we have. What promise that he's given us. Hallelujah. Was that Ephesians 3:20? Exceeding what we ask. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Exceeding abundantly what we ask? Oh, no. No. Exceeding abundantly above we ask? Nope. 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 Exceeding abundantly above all We ask or think. That's how He loves you. That's how He loves me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. He's just so good. That we would live that promise. Cookies on the shelf. We heard of that. These are cookies on the shelf. But they're on the shelf. But you're standing in the throne room and the shelves are all over the place. And take them and eat them and feed and ingest. Hallelujah. The yielded life has promise. Right for the taking. Promise for the race course. Promise for the power to run. To run well. To run free. To get that weight off of us. To not be hindered. That's what we're after by the grace of God. Yielded before the Comforter. Again, in that rest, you have to be still. You have to be still. Get out of the way. Let go, let God. And then that Comforter comes in and He paints. He paints. He's a painter. He's painting a masterpiece. And He wants to paint all that love and all that truth. And there's going to be some masterpieces, and they're all for Jesus. They're all for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you going to let Him take you into those unsearchable riches? Are you going to let Him take you into those unsearchable riches today? He loves you so. But as we heard many times from our pastor, what are we going to allow Him to do with us? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Him? Take Him. All He's saying, just take me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You again for this time of fellowship. We thank You again that You're here, Lord, that You never forsake us, Jesus. And Your word just gets sweeter all the time. We just love You so. And I just almost can't constrain myself, Lord. It just is so wonderful to step into things of God and to get out of this old world. And again, that the power of the Holy Spirit would just be upon this people, upon this place, Lord. That they would see that this yielding, Lord, is truly in, oh, the benefit, the riches untold. As the Holy Spirit just says, come on over here. I got to show you something. I got to show you something. It's right here, but you got to get close to me. You got to dwell with me, and you just got to get close. And I'm going to let you peer into the unsearchable riches of Christ. And I'm going to let You peer into the exceeding, oh, riches of My grace. Belief, 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 Lord. Let us just believe You in Your precious name. Amen.